And now on Dinner Jazz, it's time for A Taste of Taylor's, when leading experts share their experience of the many ways to serve and enjoy Taylor's Port.
Hello, I'm Dr. Tony Carter, owner of Vintage Wine and Port, one of the largest online retailers of vintage port in the UK. Understanding how Taylor's ports are made is very important for us at Vintage Wine and Port. This allows us to appreciate the care that goes into making one of the top port wines in the world, and then to be able to pass that knowledge across to our customers. I was very fortunate to be able to spend some time at the Kinsta Vergelas Lodge in the Upper Douro Valley, and this is the flagship estate of Taylor's. The first thing that you notice is the environment. It's a very beautiful World Heritage site, but the vines are growing on steep terraces that are set into the side of mountains. It's also a very arid climate that makes the vines work really hard to produce the top quality fruit that goes into Taylor's Port. The grapes for the top-end vintage ports are all trodden by foot in big largesses and then blended together by the team of winemakers led by David Wermans, who is a fifth-generation winemaker for Taylor's. The result is that Taylor's consistently produces one of the best port wines in the world. Their house style is characterised as having great depth, structure, dimension and backbone, with fragrant scents of black fruits and a long lingering finish.
For this and many other ways to enjoy Taylor's Port, go to jazzfm.com/taylors.